This news update's being brought to you by Bayport State Bank. With offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, they're a member, FDIC. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at this hour's news. In a dramatic turn of events at the Huron County District Court, Judge Ferris's courtroom, a high-stakes legal battle unfolded with significant implications. Jared Cash Butterfield's defense attorney, Jessica Riske, sought to disqualify the entire prosecutor's office, citing an alleged conflict of interest. The core of their argument? The complainant in the case reportedly spoke with the elected prosecutor, Mr. Rakowski, just a week before giving testimony, a conversation the defense claimed was improperly withheld. They argued this made the prosecutor a necessary witness, creating an undeniable conflict. However, the court swiftly denied this motion, ruling there was no conflict, no discovery violation, and that the prosecutor was not a material witness. But the courtroom drama didn't end there. The most serious charge, criminal sexual conduct in the third degree, was dismissed. Despite evidence of sexual intercourse, Judge Ferris found a critical gap in the testimony. The witness explicitly stated she was not forced, and crucial details about how the encounter progressed were notably absent. Without proof of force or coercion, the court discharged the defendant on that count. Looking ahead, the defense will continue to represent the defendant on the related misdemeanor charges with plans to proceed to trial. This arrangement was approved by the court for judicial economy, setting the stage for further legal proceedings. And on March 21st, around 9:40 p.m., deputies responded to the 5600 block of Flinchbaugh Road after a residential fire was reported by an alarm company in Kimball Township. When deputies arrived, the home was fully engulfed in flames and one occupant was still inside. Multiple area fire departments responded to the scene along with Tri-Hospital EMS. The 65-year-old male resident did not survive the fire. The scene was turned over to the St. Clair County Sheriff's Office detectives for further investigation into the cause of the fire. And a big shift is coming to downtown Bay City, and it could reshape how local business gets done. The Bay City Area Chamber of Commerce is packing up and heading to its new home this April, landing at 101 First Street. But this isn't just a change of address, it's a strategic move aimed at bringing key players together under one roof. Joining in the chamber, the new space will be Bay Future Inc., the Bay City Downtown Management Board, and the Downtown Development Authority. Four organizations, one shared mission, boost economic growth and sharpen the region's competitive edge. Leaders say the idea is simple: cut down the distance between decision makers and speed up the progress. By working side by side, they expect faster collaboration, tighter communication, and more coordinated efforts to attract investment and support local businesses. Chamber President and CEO Megan Salmon calls it a deliberate step to unite the region's economic engine, and downtown officials agree, saying the move opens the door to stronger partnerships and a more vibrant future for Bay City. In short, this isn't just relocation, it's a realignment designed to put Bay County's business community on a faster track forward. And we will return right after this word from our sponsor.
130 years, that's generations of families, thousands of local businesses, and countless dreams started right here in Michigan's Thumb. This is Shelley Brooks, President and CEO of Bayport State Bank. Since 1896, Bayport State Bank has been more than just a bank. We've been part of the story, from first farms and first homes to growing businesses and expanding operations. We've stood beside our neighbors every step of the way. And here's what hasn't changed in 130 years. Local decisions made by local people who truly understand our Thumb area community, our lenders, our leadership, and our team live here, work here, and care about what happens here. We make banking simple, personal, and dependable with no-fee checking and free monthly statements, savings options for every stage of life, and lending solutions for personal, business, and agricultural needs. With offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, 11 local ATMs, plus online and mobile banking, we're always within reach. 130 years strong and still proudly serving the place we call home. Bayport State Bank is an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we're back with more news. Due to the ongoing Department of Homeland Security funding lapse, Delta Airlines has announced it will no longer provide VIP services for members of Congress. This change comes as TSA agents and other DHS employees face delays and unpaid shifts. The airline stated that the priority must be on maintaining standard security operations for the general public during the shutdown. Lawmakers are facing mounting pressure to resolve the budget impasse as travel delays begin to accumulate at major hubs. In exit polls from Denmark's parliamentary elections show no clear majority for either left or right-wing blocs. The moderate party, led by Lars Løkke Rasmussen, is now poised to play a kingmaker role in forming a coalition government. This political uncertainty comes at a time when Europe is grappling with rising energy costs and defense concerns. Negotiations to appoint a new prime minister are expected to take several weeks as parties seek common ground. And that's been a look at your news, brought to you by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. They're a member FDIC.
Looking to save big at your favorite local businesses? ThumbNet has you covered. Check out our exclusive coupon deals featuring amazing discounts from Ace Hardware of Bad Axe, Sebring Ace Hardware, Brown's Marketplace of Harbor Beach, Deckerville, and Sandusky, Caseville Family Market, and Ashley Home Store of Bad Axe. Whether you're craving a meal, shopping for gifts, or needing a service, you'll find incredible savings on ThumbNet.net. Visit ThumbNet.net today and start saving. ThumbNet.net, your connection to local savings. Looking to save big at your favorite local businesses? ThumbNet has you covered. Check out our exclusive coupon deals featuring amazing discounts from Ace Hardware of Bad Axe, Sebring Ace Hardware, Brown's Marketplace of Harbor Beach, Deckerville, and Sandusky, Caseville Family Market, and Ashley Home Store of Bad Axe. Whether you're craving a meal, shopping for gifts, or needing a service, you'll find incredible savings on ThumbNet.net. Visit ThumbNet.net today and start saving. ThumbNet.net, your connection to local savings.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servants.